Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Senate Democrats are advancing President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. They may use a Senate process to force the package through over objections from Republicans. GOP senators have spoken with Biden, and some are asking for a stripped-down version. Biden says that's too small, but he insists he wants bipartisan legislation to address the economy. Republican leaders say a partisan effort is unfortunate. The ashes of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick are lying in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Sicknick was killed last month when pro-Trump rioters attacked the Capitol. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
Dozens of Officer Sicknick's fellow Capitol police officers stood at attention as his ashes in a polished wooden urn were slowly carried up the Capitol steps, along with a framed American flag. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer were there for the ceremony. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived shortly after it began to pay their respects.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The Biden administration says that starting next week, it will begin making more COVID-19 vaccine doses available in retail pharmacies. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the administration will distribute 1 million additional vaccine doses.
Many Americans have been waiting for vaccine to become available at their neighborhood pharmacy. The Biden administration's COVID-19 czar, Jeff Zients, offered guidance on what consumers can expect.
In the early phase, many pharmacies across the country will not have vaccine or may have very limited supply. People should first make sure they meet their state's eligibility requirements for vaccinations, and then check availability on their local pharmacy's website.
Zients says in addition to the pharmacies and existing state programs, he hopes mass vaccinations will also ramp up at large public events, clinics, and community health centers. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
The Kremlin is defending its crackdown on protesters after a Moscow court decided to imprison opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Activists say that more than 1,000 people have been arrested since Tuesday.
The arrest began even before a Moscow judge decided to send Alexei Navalny to prison for more than 2.5 years on a conviction the European Court of Human Rights has ruled was unfair. After the ruling, riot police filled the centers of Moscow and St. Petersburg, arresting anybody who looked like a potential protester. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman is defending the harsh police tactics, saying they are necessary to stop unauthorized rallies. The police crackdown on Navalny and his supporters has sparked outrage in the European Union and United States, which the Kremlin calls interference in Russia's internal affairs. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News. The nominees are being announced for the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's Golden Globes Awards. The nominees for Best TV Series are The Crown, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Ozark, and Ratched. Best Picture Drama nominees include The Father, Mank, Nomadland, The Trial of the Chicago 7, and Promising Young Woman. The Biden administration is releasing more than $1 billion in stalled disaster aid for Puerto Rico. NPR's Adrian Florido reports it's part of an effort to ease restrictions the Trump administration had put on funding for Puerto Rico's recovery from Hurricane Maria.
The $1.3 billion will pay for projects to strengthen Puerto Rico's infrastructure against future natural disasters. The money was approved 2 years ago as part of a $20 billion package for the U.S. territory from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. But the Trump administration set strict rules before the island could get that money, stricter than for states like Texas and Florida recovering from similar disasters. Officials said they were concerned about corruption and inefficient spending, but many on the island believed racism was a factor. The Biden administration said its decision to release the money is part of the new president's commitment to equity in government. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Three opposition parties from Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region claim that more than 50,000 civilians have been killed. The three-month conflict there is between regional forces and the Ethiopian National Military. It's impossible to verify the enormous death toll. That's because communication to the region has been shut down. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.